Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Now, most Christians, I've said it to you before, I'll keep on saying it, trying to stir up people to realize what does belong to them, have more respect really for the devil than they do God, more fear. When I use that word fear, I don't mean afraid of, like you're afraid of a, you know, you're not afraid of God like you're afraid of a serpent, but a respect, a reverential trust is what the word literally means. They almost have more reverence for the devil than they do God. I've said to you before in holding meetings when a flu epidemic broke out, and some of we preachers, all of us believed in divine healing. We were standing around talking, several of us, and one of them asked me if I was afraid I'd get the flu, and I said, no, I'm not afraid I'll get the flu. In fact, I don't mind telling you I'll never have the flu. I haven't had the flu in 45 years. And expect to live and die without it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, The Integrity of God's Word, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
If you have your Bibles, you can open them, if you like, to two openings. First, 2 Corinthians, we left off yesterday talking about this a little bit. Looked at it many times, we'll look at it many times more. Word of God never grows old. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And then over into the first chapter of Colossians. Here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is. Not he's going to become someday. Thank God he is right now. A new creature. Or the margin said he's a new creation. And old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Praise his holy name. Then in Colossians, the first chapter, the 13th and 14th verses, I'll read King James translation first. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Actually, the Greek word here is for remission, even the remission of sins. You know, our vision, our spiritual vision of what God has done for us in the new creation and in his great plan of redemption and in sending the Lord Jesus Christ to redeem us has been obscured. We've not been able to catch God's dream of the reality of it because by natural human reasoning and knowledge, we've sort of looked through a glass darkly. The reality of what he's talking about in these verses has never really dawned upon the church. So much of the time, they just think of themselves as being saved from sin, and thank God for that, and stop right there. Well, that may be part of it, but that's not the whole story. So many times the church, when I say church, I'm speaking of the church at large, Christian people, even the majority of spirit-filled people, have never realized that they are free from the dominion of Satan. Because they don't realize that they're free to the devil. But we've been delivered out of the authority of Satan. This verse here said, who delivered us from the power of darkness. We pointed out to you before this word power here in the Greek means authority. So we've been delivered from the authority of darkness. And in that word darkness is Satan and everything that Satan is, stands for. And we're translated into the kingdom of his dear son, or into the kingdom of the son of his love. Now, most Christians, I've said it to you before, I'll keep on saying it, trying to stir up people to realize what does belong to them, have more respect really for the devil than they do God, more fear. When I use that word fear, I don't mean afraid of, like you're afraid of a, you know, you're not afraid of God like you're afraid of a serpent, but a respect, a reverential trust is what the word literally means. They almost have more reverence for the devil than they do God. I've said to you before in holding meetings when a flu epidemic broke out, and some of we preachers, all of us believed in divine healing. We were standing around talking, several of us, and one of them asked me if I was afraid I'd get the flu, and I said, no, I'm not afraid I'll get the flu. In fact, I don't mind telling you I'll never have the flu. I haven't had the flu in 45 years. And expect to live and die without it. And so one of the preachers spoke up, you know, in a whisper. You see, they so reverenced Satan. They were so conscious of Satan's presence, so conscious of Satan's ability. I wouldn't say that for anything in the world, he said. Whispered it, whispered it. I said, why? Right out loud. And they stepped a little close to me and whispered in my ear, you know, like somebody's going to hear them, you know. What they're afraid of is Satan's going to hear you. That's what they said. They said, why, don't you know the devil will hear you? Now, what did they imply by that? Now, the devil's going to hear you say that I won't have the flu, and he's going to put it on you because he's got the authority. No, he doesn't. I said, no, he doesn't. He doesn't. But now, these were full gospel preachers and pastors that were talking, you see. They seem to think that Satan's got authority on this earth and that he's going to keep that authority and exercise that authority until he's put into the bottomless pit. But I want you to know that though we're in the world, we're not of the world. And he don't have authority over us. If the church ever recognizes that, I'll tell you, they'll rise up and become supermen, superwomen. Praise God. We are delivered out of the authority of Satan. We are translated into the kingdom of his dear son, the text said, or the son of his love, another translation said. You see, we're in the kingdom. That's the reason he said we're in the world, but not of the world. What he meant there, we're in the world, but we're not of the world system. We are in the kingdom. We are members of the kingdom of God. We are heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Satan's dominion has ended. Now, you know, if you don't know that, you'll be afraid of him. I was saved and been healed by the power of God, supernaturally raised up from a deathbed, filled with the Holy Ghost, spoken in other tongues. But I didn't know that. I was just like all the other full gospel people around me. Even though I was a young preacher, I was afraid of the devil. Boy, you look out and see what he's doing in the world. He's very active, isn't he? Huh? He's on the job 24 hours a day, 365 days out of the year. You can see all of his works. You can sure see the devil in manifestation, can't you? Well, you ought to be able to see God in manifestation, too. But I think, you see, a lot of time with an unrenewed mind, people's looking out in the world. So if the devil stuck his head up anywhere, boy, I just changed directions and went the other way. I sure didn't want to meet that dude. And if he's coming down the street, you know I'm speaking figuratively now. And I'm coming up the street, well, I just slipped in through the back alley to keep meeting him. Because, you see, though I was born again, though I was filled with the Spirit, though I spoke with tongues, though I'd been supernaturally healed, and even prayed for the sick by the laying on of hands and anointed with oil and saw him get healed, and I was afraid of that dude because every chance I got close to him, he rubbed my nose in the sand. You know what I mean by that expression? But thank God I got into the Word and I found out that Jesus whipped him for me. I found out that when Jesus whipped him, that God marked that down to my credit. Because, you see, Jesus was my substitute, and God wrote it down as though I had whipped him. I found out I'm delivered from the authority. The Father hath delivered us, has taken us out from under the control and the authority of darkness or the devil. When I found that out, I tell you, instead of, you know, just to hoping the devil don't show up his head today, I sure hope he don't show up today. I hope I can sort of maneuver around and miss him, you know. Instead of that, I went out looking for him. I went out looking for him. I went out hoping he'd be coming down the same street that I'm going up. Amen. Sure enough, there he was. And he thought I was going to run like I used to. You know, I'm speaking figuratively. You understand, don't you? And so, when I didn't run, then he got scared. He said, wait a minute, he's found out. He's found out. You know, devil don't know everything. He does know a few things, but he don't know everything. God's all knowing. But he knew something was wrong when I didn't run. He knew something was wrong when he saw the step. There was just a boldness about my steps, a firmness about my steps. He knew something was wrong when he saw the lift about my shoulders and the look on my face. And he said, uh-oh, I'll slip down this alley. I don't want to meet him.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, How to Fulfill Your Divine Destiny. Next is Lynette Hagin's book entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy That Changes Lives. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items are for the special price of only $26. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, you hear me all the time talk about becoming a word partner.
Yes.
Well, I'm talking about somebody that prays for us regularly and sends an offering at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send.
Yes.
To support Rhema. That's what a word partner is. And you can become a word partner with us by just going to rhema.org/WPC. And I want to thank all of you that are our partners.
Yes.
You're helping us to take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ around the world. And I would welcome you to become a partner with us. And once again, let me give you that, rhema.org/WPC. We would welcome you to become a partner with us.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Integrity of God's Word. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.